You're listening to the Isoca podcast. Today we're speaking with Ramses Gallego, strategist and evangelist at Semantic and contributor to Isoca's 2011 sustainability white paper. In this episode, we're discussing how IT enterprises can incorporate sustainable business practices and why sustainability is so important. Thanks for joining us today, Ramses. So, what does sustainability mean for corporations these days, and how has that changed over the last 10 years?
Sustainability is really a hot topic these days. It has been going for many years because of the massive opportunity of addressing things the right way, meaning that one of the descriptions or definitions of sustainability is doing or covering one own's needs and those of the one's environment, meaning, I mean, being a good neighbor, doing the right things. This is sometimes used interchangeably with social responsibility and, again, being a good citizen, in this case, a good corporation. So looking for your own goals and, you know, profitability and geographical expansion, but the right way, you know, being green, being aware of, you know, climate change. In a world, in my opinion, that it's quite technology is very pervasive these days. So we have a unique opportunity of addressing, you know, the challenges of high computing power and virtualization and the rest of the things with the right mindset, with the right approach. So this has been moving from a, you know, side IT topic to something in today's C-levels agenda, in my opinion.
What impact has sustainability and green computing had on IT operations?
Well, it has massively changed the way we do computing. You know, I mean, cloud computing as the most relevant area in the past, you know, 5 to 7 years in terms of server consolidation and a green IT. So I would say that from an IT perspective or a business perspective, a sustainable strategy is no longer optional. It's an imperative because, you know, stakeholders and shareholders and the world is looking at companies. I mean, no matter the size, we should do and we have the tools to do. Society has the obligation of telling companies that there's a better way to do things in terms of cost efficiencies and competitive pricing, of course, energy, waste and consumption efficiency. This is in the agenda of the board of directors. In some cases, it has been imposed by legislation. So, you know, the world is very big. But in some countries, we are seeing the legislation having a great saying, you know, in how we have to do computing. So green IT and the directions into how we can consolidate servers and do very good virtualization and using one machine when in the reality are, you know, 1,000 machines in one big, you know, iron server. I think that massively changed, and it's gonna still be changing. So I think there's room for improvement. So that let me say that to the listeners of the podcast. There's room for improvement, but we have gone a very good way in the past 5 to 10 years. Absolutely.
How are increasingly complex data centers impacting or being impacted by green IT?
Again, I mean, we are seeing data centers, and I'm talking about the big names that everybody might understand and know, or listeners to this podcast, but the big names in the industry have, in some cases, data centers of millions of square feet. That's massive landscape, right? So the opportunity of cloud and server consolidation might bring. Let me state clear this: a competitive advantage. I believe, and when we wrote the fantastic sustainability white paper back in 2011, if I recall correctly, in April 2011, I was honored to author that sustainability paper. But I see these days, you know, barely 5 years after that, more than 5 years after that, but that sustainability might represent a competitive advantage. When you find the right harmony or the right balance between profitability and doing what you have to do, but doing it rightly, not just doing the right things, which is being effective, but doing it rightly, which is being efficient. Efficient, I think that it's a fantastic word for at the right pace, at the right rhythm, at the right cost, with the right approach. Because of economies of scale, that green IT movement, that sustainability movement, that consolidation is really important. Let me name, if I may, some three, four disciplines that where green IT is really important. You know, like, of course, virtual desktop infrastructure, storage consolidation, modular data centers that they can grow as per the needs of companies. Of course, cloud computing, new disk technologies and bigger hard drives, you know, with a smaller footprint. All of that, the combination, that perfect storm of all of those technologies and all of these arenas combining into one, are really what the Green IT movement is and what it can provide to society.
How can an organization maintain a balance between sustainability and profitability?
I think that sustainability can bring a competitive advantage. I firmly believe that we users, that we society, that we consumers would go for or would vote for a better approach to the use of IT systems, infrastructure, and data centers rather than a company that is, you know, not committing to the environment, not committing to climate change, not committing to be green, to be a good neighbor. So that appropriate balance that I absolutely understand, and they teach that in universities, you know, at an MBA probably say, hey, you have to be profitable, you have to pay tribute to your stakeholders and shareholders. While you do that, you can at the very same way be sustainable. And there's a dimension there that if you are sustainable, I mean, something like, you know, in the movie, if you build it, they will come. If you build it the right way, customers, consumers, society, the world will look into you, because you are greener, because you are more friendly with the world, and you are taking care of the world. So I think that there's a fantastic opportunity, a unique opportunity of getting the right balance into being profitable, which of course is what we have to do, and being sustainable, what we should do and we must do actually. Yeah.
So you do touch on this with your previous response, but what impact does sustainability have on an enterprise's image and reputation?
Well, yes, absolutely. It has an important impact on sustainability. When you consider that there are different views on strategy and tactics, you know, when you realize that the way companies are being governed, you know, when you decide on governance, let me just for a second share with the listeners of the podcast the definition of governance. So actually, in COVID-5. Truly is fantastic on differentiating management and governance. So governance is the set of responsibilities exercised by the executive board or steering committees with four goals. The first one is setting a strategic direction where you're going to go. The second one is making sure that objectives short, midterm are met. So this is strategy and tactics. Okay. Let's go for the third one. Ascertaining that the risks are managed, and there are risks involved on not being green. There are risks involved in terms of public image, as per your question, on not behaving or misbehaving with the world, right? But let me go to the fourth pillar of the governance definition, which is ascertaining that resources are used in a responsible way. And I love it, because when you think of resources, is the network and the cloud and paper and digital infrastructure being used in a responsible way. Responsible meaning that in a sort of an accountability manner. So you are responsible of what you do. You are accountable for what you do. But irresponsible being responsible with your surroundings, responsible with people, with society, with legislation. So in terms of how companies are being governed, the C-level executives are very interested on how are we being seen by the public. I don't know, how are we being seen by the stock exchange? Yes, but how we are being seen by society. So again, being green and the impact of on behaving, on being nice, and absolutely communicating. Let me stress that for a sec, that you need to communicate, and the most intelligent companies are communicating how green we are. If we are opening a solar plant in the desert of Nevada or whatever. So communicating how green you are, how responsible you are, that will certainly have an impact on your public image. That was your question. And as a consequence, on the value and the visibility and the good views from society into the corporation.
What is the board's role when it comes to sustainability?
Boards should be using, and that we wrote it in the white paper in 2011, but I'm a proponent on creating a sustainability portal. Sustainability portal is one instance of the truth where someone, being that could be human resources, it could be, it should be employees, certainly the board, certainly, you know, the chief financial officer and the risk director and the operations manager. A one instance of the truth called sustainability portal, that's my proposal, that it was our proposal. And then where different data feeds, where different sources like the corporate social responsibility information is built into the sustainability, how sustainable we are, because we are responsible and we have a corporate social responsibility. The green IT portal and the metrics and indicators coming from, again, our server consolidation, virtualization, the computer equipment, cooling solutions and capacity management. So different data feeds into how good or bad, hopefully good, but how good we are on being sustainable. So the board of directors need to set a strategy, need to implement and execute tactics. It's important to differentiate strategy from tactics. And again, COVID-5 excels into that. So separating management from governance, separating strategy from tactics. And then, of course, count with people, process, and technology in a world where ethics, moral, behavior, skills, and capabilities play a role, meaning you should build a one instance of the truth with different data feeds where different stakeholders can take a look real time, if possible, how green we are, how responsible or social we are, how good are we in cost savings, because, of course, the green IT movement and all the sustainability movement, it has a financial dimension because you can avoid fines or have, you know, business advantages into being green because you are more agile, et cetera, et cetera. So as per your question, in short, boards have a absolute impact on deciding where we want to be, on defining and crafting the right strategy and tactics on sustainability as one of the hot topics in corporate agenda these days.
What are the first steps for an enterprise that is looking to implement a sustainable IT program?
Well, the answer for enterprises that approach sustainability is to establish clear codes of conduct and transparent operation. So the first is, and again, let me use COVID as one of the frameworks to do that, is where are we today? Where do we want to be? This is COVID-5's implementation wheel, as I call it, but it's where we are now, where do we want to be, what needs to be done to get us there in terms of this topic today, sustainability, but actually it can be used for everything. But in terms of sustainability, where do we want to be? Where are we now? What needs to be done? Who is going to take us there? How we are going to be there? And then the questions that need to be presented are what we call the five universal questions. Who does what needs to be done, when, and when, from where, and to where. So the five who, what, when, how, and where questions. And then identify the risks, because of course there are risks involved in terms of sustainability. There are financial risks, operational risks, customer risks, which is the public image that you were asking, you were questioning me before, and a strategic risk. So in short, establish a communication path, establish clear codes of conduct, of course, understand the challenges, the assurance challenges in order to utilize sustainable development practice and a continuous improvement process. But again, boards needs to, going back to the previous question, boards needs to address that and then start asking the right questions to the right people at the right time. Do you want to be sustainable or not? Do you see the benefits of being sustainable or not? And then address them through the different dimensions, channels like people, process, and of course, because of the green IT, sustainable IT technology. So people, process, technology are the three dimensions, apart from ethics, moral, and behavior, as COVID-5 says, that you need to address if you want to be in that, you know, in that path.
How might sustainability affect an enterprise's business decisions?
Sustainability affects an enterprise business decision because it's the how we are going to get there. I mean, again, if you decide to be sustainable, that implies probably different technology, different time scales, different people involved. And that might have an impact on how you do your business. But if you are committed to being sustainable, if companies see, and trust me, I've seen companies really committed to, this is how we want to do it. Again, there are roles, corporate roles that are the chief environmental officer, the chief social responsibility director, and this has to be celebrated because several years ago we didn't have that. So sustainability affects an enterprise business decision because, again, I mean, when you have, you know, the annual report for most of the traded companies, most of them private companies, when they send, you know, their annual report to shareholders, etc., there's a chapter for sustainability, and or there's a chapter for how for corporate social responsibility. Some call it green IT, some call it challenges with cloud computing. But at the end of the day, the sustainability topic is there, is how we are taking advantage, how we are being nice with the environment, how we are getting benefits of, again, server consolidation. So it's a mix, a hybrid, I would say, between technology and strategy and tactics. So if your question was, and it was, how it affects enterprise business decisions, it does affect them, in my opinion, for the greater good, because we all benefit, meaning the company and we society benefit if companies are sustainable. But in short, yes, it does affect business, enterprise decisions, corporate goals, and most importantly, processes and procedures, how we are going to get there. But again, for the greater good.
What are some of the business benefits of sustainable IT?
There are economic benefits, you know, in cost savings and innovation through the designing of green approaches or green products. There's environmental, what we call survivals or environmentals, again, benefits in terms of dealing with the realities of that inconvenient truth. Of course, I would love my employer, and by the way, my employer is sustainable. So we are building data centers which are green, which are they behave good and they are nice with the environment. There's social responsibility as well. I mean, when you communicate how we do things. So there are many benefits on sustainability. Some of the studies we worked in the past, again, April 2011, but some of the studies today, these days, and I explicitly a couple of 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, the World Economic Forum really indicated that there's a report out there in terms of global risks for 2017, this year, and one was being not sustainable. That was being killing the planet by, you know, not being nice. So some of the business benefits go from just being true to yourself, so being true to your soul, to the DNA of a company that wants to behave, and that goes far and beyond, you know, the stock price. You know, if you are good with the environment, we have seen changes in the stock prices because some, you know, disasters, or on the contrary, because someone is building a several acres solar plant, a wind farm, you know, renewables energy in the desert of Nevada or in Europe or in South Africa. And again, we as society, we should celebrate that because, again, that's a movement that is non-stoppable and because it has several benefits for being sustainable, for being nice. Yeah.
How might the role of audit and assurance professionals change in the context of a sustainable enterprise?
Well, that is fantastic because being an ISAC official for many years, you know, that I am immediate past president of the Barcelona chapter. I was honored of being at the board of directors, so I'm past international vice president. So the assurance perspective, the governance perspective, the auditing perspective are second to none when it comes to make sure that we are sustainable. So I would say that the assurance challenge is to ensure that an enterprise utilizes development practices that provide for continuous process, continuous improvement in terms of social and economic performance. So I firmly believe that auditors and security managers and assurance professionals and risk practitioners are very important in terms of making sure. So your question was, what was the role of auditing and assurance professionals? So they are critical. We are critical. You know, I'm a CISM and a C-Guide, a certified professional. So by ISACA. So we are critical on making sure that something is and someone is telling us that it is. We are critical on making sure that the controls and the countermeasures and that the approaches that we are being told in terms of green IT and sustainability are there. We need to make sure that they are there. Meaning we need to enforce or at least clearly indicate what are the benefits and the challenge of auditing, providing assurances with integrity in place, making sure that the things are important. So from an assurance perspective, an enterprise strategic objectives, goals, and targets must be considered in constant on sustainability. I think it's truly important into the world of, I'm sorry for the acronym, but this is a world of acronyms, ERM, Enterprise Risk Management. So when companies are building their enterprise risk management program, as the name implies, it's not IT risk management. It's not operations risk management. It's enterprise, starting with an E-E-R-M, enterprise risk management. So when it comes to establishing a risk management program, assurance professionals and auditing professionals and risk practitioners and the things and the communities that we serve at ISACA are truly important, second to none important. So they are of utmost importance in terms of making sure that the processes, procedures, guidance, standards, and the rest of the things are there. So it's truly important to, and for the communication program that I was telling before in another answer, you know, to let them, meaning we society, but let the world know how sustainable a company is and where are the challenges that we're facing and how we are governing the challenges on sustainability. So absolutely important.
Thanks, Ramses. And that's all we have time for in this podcast. But if you're interested in learning more about sustainable IT, download the complimentary sustainability white paper from the ISACA website.